joined by the co-creator and Griffin Artistic Associate, Phil Spencer, who will tell us a little bit more about the lineup that's just been announced for the 2019 Batch Festival. Good morning, Phil. How are you?
Good morning. Very well, thank you.
So let's get straight into it. We've only got a little bit of time. So Batch Festival is all about pushing boundaries, smashing stereotypes, and performances that are outside the usual pigeonholes of arts. So in a few words, what can we expect from this Batch Festival? What sets it apart from past years?
Well, I suppose what you're not going to find at Batch is a well-made play with a beginning, a middle, and an end. What you are going to find is a collection of about a dozen really interesting contemporary theatre makers who, I suppose, are coming at theatre from a whole bunch of different genres, including spoken word, autobiographical performance work, queer performance makers, drag artists. We've got a choir in there this year. We've also got people drawing on sort of their own cultural heritage. So we've got a really eclectic array of sort of ways to tell stories, including kind of Arab storytelling, and there's a Yugoslavian writer-performer, and like it's a real kind of melting pot, which in some respects sounds quite innovative and exciting, but it's also just the city that we live in Sydney, and it's just every time you get on the train, like you're filled with a carriage full of people who are from all sorts of different walks of life. But theatre sometimes, as we all know, can feel a bit like dead white men, and so there aren't any dead white men in this festival, we promise.
Wonderful, I'm very much over that.
Yeah.
So, as you mentioned, it's kind of culturally distinct to Sydney. In what ways do you see Sydney through Batch Festival? Like, are there any uniquely Sydneyan things?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, to be honest, the most exciting thing about running the festival is that we curate it through submission. So it really is, we see our roles as the creators of the festival rather than sort of like us dictating what stories should go on the stage. We really are responding to what the artists who live and work in Sydney and some other places as well want to, you know, what conversations they want to have with the audiences. But there's some very uniquely Sydney elements to this edition of the festival. We've got a beautiful project called Never Let Me Go by Adriano Cappelletta, which is set right in the heart of sort of King's Cross and Potts Point in Surry Hills, which is all about the AIDS epidemic in the 80s. And Ado's been working with a lot of people to gather lots and lots of stories, true accounts. And he's also then kind of, the way he's going to make the show, though, is he's got together a choir who are going to sing 80s pop songs. So it's going to be a sort of celebration of a very dark time in our kind of recent history. And hopefully that's going to be quite a kind of sort of powerful and cathartic experience for our audience. And certainly, we're certainly excited about trying to squeeze a choir into our little venue in the Griffin as well.
Yeah, that sounds rather interesting. So there are a lot of people on the lineup that are familiar names, such as Cassie Workman or Omar Musa. Those two in particular are kind of, they center around storytelling. And I was interested in what, like, in how you view storytelling in the political climate at the moment in Sydney and what role it has to play on a program like
Batches. Totally. Well, Cassie and Omar were our headline acts for last year, so we're building on that this year. They're not part of this year's festival. But this year, in terms of what political voices, I think the thing that is most exciting to me about theatre after all these years is that it is still the most radical political art form, because there's no rules. You can get on a stage and say what you like and you will find an audience. So we've got a beautiful poet coming up from Melbourne called Wani, who's got a great show called Tales of an Afronaut. And essentially it's a kind of love letter to what it means to be, you know, a person of colour living in Australia today. And, you know, he sort of deftly weaves some real adroit political commentary, but it's all delivered with this kind of searing poetic voice. And I think that what's great about theatre is when you can marry your politics with your ambitions artistically. So, we've got a few, we're going to ask some tough questions, and there's another great show called Never Trust a Creative City, which really asks, you know, what does it mean to be an artist who in some ways is contributing to the gentrification of this city? And it's done slightly tongue-in-cheek, but it asks big questions about who we are and what our role in community and society building actually is as artists. So, there's lots of curly, chewy things to sort of mull over when you come and see some of these shows.
Following on from that idea of gentrification, the festival takes place in King's Cross. So how do you find the lineup kind of interacts with the complex history of that area of Sydney?
Yeah, look, King's Cross has changed. I mean, I've been in Australia 10 years and I'm working a lot out of King's Cross and venues in that area. And, we all know there's a kind of there's a travesty about what's happened in the suburb in the last sort of 4 or 5 years. In some respects, what we're trying to do at Griffin is keep culture of like late night activity, people coming to get together to, you know, have beers and have big discussions and see shows. And that's not just about showbiz. That's about that is about strengthening community and really trying to ensure that the city that we live in and that we are custodians of continues to be vibrant after 7 p.m. at night. And so in some respects, Batch Festival at its core is just that. Like, we program 3 shows a night, sometimes more, and we just, you know, we keep the doors open. We keep asking people to come and be in King's Cross and that area at night. And, you know, that's a really important. There's a cultural history there and a lineage that we're really proud to sort of try and keep alive, I suppose.
Yeah, it's a wonderful celebration of all things weird and interesting in Sydney.
Yeah, totally.
One of my favourites is Betty Grumble, who I've seen before at in Redfern. What's that?
Betty Grumble is like, change your life.
Yeah, 100% change
like,
my life.
You know, there are certain kind of performance makers you come across who, you know, you meet writers, you meet performers, you meet actors, you meet comedians, and people can be good, but people like Betty Grumble are once in a generation. Like, Betty is a shaman. Like, she is a true artist in that sense, who is funny and self-deprecating, but she is political and she is confrontational, and it is the exact show to take your parents to go and see, because they will not think about the world in the same way.
No way.
After the celebration that is Betty Grumble's political acts. But I mean, you know, some of that stuff, when you say it, can sound a bit kind of theoretical or kind of like it might be a kind of a considered night in the theatre. But really, for us, Batch, there's lots of warmth in this program. There's lots of comedy. There's lots of sort of interactive performance work. There's lots of reasons why, if you don't normally go to the theatre, you should come check some things out and see if it's your cup of tea.
100%. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning, Phil.
No worries.
So I've just been talking with Phil, the co-curator of Batch Festival in Sydney. It kicks off on the 11th of April and continues through to the 28th. There's evidently a huge range of things you can see, stuff like Betty Grumble, which will definitely alter your perspective on the world. I highly recommend you go check